this is your true and proper worship. Come on, say true and proper worship. In Romans chapter 12, verse 1, the New King James says that, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body as a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. The word here is reasonable. Come on, say reasonable. The word reasonable also means the least you can do. Tell your neighbor, the least you can do. So this first half of the first quarter, we dealt with our season of transformation. The second half, we are saying, is our season of sacrifice. And because you have been called into a place of sacrifice, it is embedded within the framework of our worship unto Him. We have been called to serve, and that is what we do. Praise the Lord. In Romans chapter 3, verse 25 to 26, God presented Jesus. Before I read this, I told us at the start of the year that it is our year to arise and ward and build. And we said we are sacrificing like who? Jesus. If your sacrificial work is not in the same framework of Jesus, then you will not be able to sacrifice like Jesus. In Romans chapter 3, verse 25, 26, God presented Christ as a sacrifice of atonement through the shedding of His blood to be received by all by faith. He did this to demonstrate His righteousness, because in His forbearance He had left the sin committed beforehand unpunished. He did it to demonstrate His word, His righteousness, at the present time, so as to be just and the one who justify those who have faith in Jesus. Amen. So I'm continuing the series on the mystery of sacrifice. Sacrifice is a mystery. It's a mystery that we are not exhausting the benefit in our generation. Sacrifice has been taken from us. Therefore, we have allowed ourselves not to encounter certain glories. There are things that can only be benefited from those who are in the place of sacrifice. Praise the Lord. Most of us have become ordinary. When somebody asks you for anything in life, you want to go for the ordinary. If you give me £2 is ordinary. £10 is ordinary. Those who touch the heart of God are those who do the non-ordinary things. In Psalm 50 verse 5, God said, gather my sin together to me, those who have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. There is a covenant. God can gather a group of people, and those people are not ordinary Christians, but they are people who have engaged in sacrifice. Anybody who walks with God must have in mind that sacrificing is what we have been called to become. I'm not going to go much into this. I want you to listen to the podcast, the one, part one, part two, and today we're doing part three. Amen. I share with you that one of the reasons why sacrifice is potent, is powerful, it's productive, it's beyond any level of imagination that God can even partake in it. It's number one, I shared with you that sacrifice must be done on the basis of the word of God. The reason why sacrifice unto God is so powerful is that it's done on the premise of the word of God. The Bible said He has lifted up His word far above His name. The word of God is potent. The Bible said it is sharper than any two-edged sword. When we talk about the word of God, it is a potent word. It is a word that is the same yesterday, today, and forever. It doesn't expire. Praise the Lord. So I shared that with you. You have to listen to the podcast if you have not. The second thing I share with you is a sacrifice reveals the state and the quality of your heart. That is why it makes it more profound, more powerful. It tells us the state and the quality of your heart. Praise the Lord. Listen to the podcast. It will be a blessing. Today I want us to pray, so I will deal with the third and the fourth one. Praise the Lord. The reason why sacrifice is powerful, that I think that all of us must engage in it. When I talk about sacrifice, I'm not only referring to bringing offering and bringing gift into the house of God. I'm not talking about that. I am also talking about, even though that is very important, I'm also talking about the fact that you can look at your brother or sister who have done nothing for you, and you look at them and you bless them because God spoke to your heart and you bless them. The reason why the church is falling apart is that we come to church empty and we go back empty. Nobody, do you know how, I remember there was a time, one deacon used to be in the church, he's late now. I remember there was a time, somebody here will know this, I decided to buy toilet roll. And I bought a lot and filled my boots and I brought it to church and I came to give it out. The reason why I bought that is that nobody would tell me they don't need it. If I give it to you, you will need it because this is a necessary item. So sometimes the reason why you give people things and they don't appreciate it is because sometimes you give them what they don't have to, they cannot use. Some of you give gifts that people cannot use. How can they benefit from that? So sacrifice has got a way of entering into the heart of a man that makes him produces what they could not produce without a sacrifice. Praise the Lord. The Bible said that Isaac said to Esau, he said, prepare me a venison, okay? Such as I love, that my soul may bless you. There is a kind of pronouncement that will come upon you. Let me share this secret with you. There are two things that can trigger the God in you. Two things. Pain and joy. If somebody causes you pain and you speak, the God in you speaks. And somebody gives you a gift or something that is very, very precious, and it touches the call of your heart, it is able to provoke the God in you to speak. And that voice becomes a voice that when you are even dead, it speaks for you. Praise the Lord. So it is not about, if you want to enjoy this sacrifice I'm talking about, it is not about giving 10 pounds, giving 20 pounds, but giving something from your heart that God will see it and bless your generation. Are you happy about this? So that is what we are looking at. We're looking at people who do things to break the heart of God. Praise the Lord. So the third one I want to talk about, sacrifice open the door or the doors of unimaginable encounters. Sacrifice, that's what? It opens the door of unimaginable encounters. There are certain encounters you cannot even imagine, you cannot even fathom, you cannot even comprehend the extent to which your sacrifice will speak on your behalf and the doors it will open for you. Praise the Lord. Most children of God aren't entering into supernatural provision of God because our reluctance to sacrifice and our unwillingness to sacrifice is not provoking the heavens to release something upon our life. In 1 Kings chapter 3, 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 4 to 12, the Bible said that the king went to Gibeon to offer sacrifice, for that was the most important high place. And Solomon offered 1,000 burnt offering on that altar. At Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon during the night in the dream and asked, ask for whatever you want me to give you. And Solomon, you know the story already. When I heard about that story, I thought it was just Solomon was lying down and God just spoke to him. But the Bible said that after he went to Gibeon and offered a sacrifice on the high place, the Bible said that the sacrifice, it is thousands of offering was rendered unto God. And the Bible said that same night, God appeared to him. There are certain things that are not opening to you because you have not sacrificed yet. I am talking about the things you do that touches the heart of God. That even God has not made up his mind to come down, but he will come down because you have done something that he delights in. Praise the Lord. The kind of sacrifice I'm talking about is not what you want to give the person, but meeting the person at the point of their need. Praise the Lord. So I want you to understand that God appeared to Solomon and said, Solomon, whatever you want me to do, just ask me, because of the sacrifice Solomon embarked in. I've already spoken about this text so profoundly. This text has been a blessing to me. That is why I like talking about it. 1 Kings chapter 17, verse 7 to 16. You can get a story there. The The Bible said that sometimes later the brook dried up. This was when Elijah has been told by God to hide himself when the heavens were locked and there was no rain. The Bible said there was no rain and the place was dry. Nothing was happening. And the Bible said that for that was the most important. Give me the first Kings 17. It says sometimes later the brook dried up because there had not been rain. Then the word of the Lord came to me, that is Elijah. He said, go at once to Zarephath in the region of Sidon and stay there. I have directed a widow. Praise the Lord. The word here is what? Directed. Give me the verse number 9. Thank you, Holy Father. It said, I have directed. Another translation said, I have commanded. It said, I've commanded the widow in that place to supply you with food. The Bible said, give me the next verse, verse 10. The Bible said, when he went there, he saw the woman there. As the Lord has said, the Bible said that the prophet said, I'm paraphrasing, the prophet said, I want you to give me water. But you have forgotten that there was no rain. So water was not a common item because there was no rain. It was not because it was easy. That is why the woman rendered water for the prophet. But you must understand that the water was scarce. There was scarcity of water. But the woman was willing to do that. But the Bible said that when there is shortage of water, there is also lack of food. Because it is the supply of water that produces a supply of food. But the Bible said that you know a secret here. Let me share this secret with you. Do you know that God never said to Elijah, go and the woman will give you water? Did he say the woman will give him water? No. Where the thing would, what God has commanded the widow to do was the widow to give the prophet of God food. Give me the verse number 11. The Bible said, as she was going to get it, he called and he said, bring me a piece of bread. Listen to me carefully. There are sometimes God would direct somebody into your life, and if you are not able to provide them with water, they will not tell you what God wants you to do for them so that your blessing will come. If this woman has not taken a step to provide the water, the prophet will not even ask for food. If you can't provide your water, the miracle of God concerning your life in the place of sacrifice is not in your water. It is in preparing your food. Praise the Lord. Do you know one thing about the water and the bread? The water, you can just fetch it and give it to the person. But the bread will take a process. It will take time. You will be reflecting upon it. Have you ever come to church or have you ever encountered somebody? Immediately you saw them and you saw what they need in their life. You wanted to bless them. But when you went home and the process started and you look at your circumstances and look at what you have in your account and you saw what you need for the month and the things you have to pay, then you change your mind about doing what you have to do. Precious one, your miracle is not, your sacrifice is not in the water, it's in the word, it's in the bread. Praise the Lord. The woman didn't say that I'm left with a little water. He said, I'm left with a little flour and oil. That is where your sacrifice is. The prophet said in the verse number 13, the reason why most of us are not able to engage in sacrifice is the verse number 13. Elijah said to her, don't be afraid. It is fear that is causing you guys not to sacrifice. Praise the Lord. Tell your neighbor, be a sacrifice person. Be a sacrificing person. Praise the Lord. Amen. Do you also remember the story about in Mark chapter 14, verse number 3 and 9? Listen to me. I will share a secret with you. Let me have Mark chapter 14. I want to finish this and we pray. Mark chapter 14, verse 3 to 9. Are you being blessed? There is an encounter that can only be opened. Your sacrifice is a key that can only open certain doors. It doesn't matter the kind of key you have. It depends on the door you have to open. The door you have to open determines the key you need to have. Praise the Lord. The Bible said that when Jesus went to Bethany, reclining at the table in the home of one man, Simon the leper. The Bible, let me paraphrase. The Bible said that there came a woman with the alabaster jar and broke it under the feet of Jesus. And the Bible said that, and she broke the jar and poured the perfume on his head. Praise the Lord. Let's go to the next chapter, the next verse. Some of those present were saying, indignantly to one another, why this waste of perfume? Praise the Lord. And you know the story already. I'm just highlighting some things to you. Listen to me, somebody. The sacrifice you have to render has been tagged with the tithe. The people you have to bless, they have been tied with the tithe. And if you miss that opportunity, you miss your opportunity in life. There are some people you should have blessed. You didn't bless them. They died. And they went with the what they should have blessed you with. Precious one, God is awaiting. Do you know that this story, when Jesus heard about the story and the encounter, he said that trouble this one not. And the Bible said that, listen to me carefully, precious one, you don't, I say this most of the time, not because I would die early, but because of what God have told me. Precious one, you don't have time on your side. So if there is something you need to do it quickly. Because I remember some time ago, we used to have a deacon in this church, Deaconess Judy. She was here, it was just one day like this. She went down, she passed away very shortly. And there are people you should have been a blessing to, but because you refuse to show them kindness. Precious one, the Bible said that they, when Jesus died and he was in the tomb, they were now going to put the spices on him. They didn't know that the opportunity came, and they didn't even know, and they didn't even realize it. By the time you are using your program to program God, you will miss the mark. You have to use the program of God to program yourself, and that is where your encounter will come from. You don't decide. God of you will tell God. God will tell you to do some things now, and you want to procrastinate it, because that is where your blessing may not be for you. Your time is very important. There is a time to sow, and there is a time to reap. There is a time to mourn, and there is a time to be excited. I want somebody to understand. The Lord told me something. He said, when you look at Ecclesiastes chapter 3, the Bible said there is a time to cry, and a time to do all, to be excited. I don't know who I am talking to, but I know you are going through pain, and after your pain comes your excitement. I prophesy upon your life that I know you have been crying, but after the tears comes the joy. I pray that may God give you the fulfillment of your joy. If you believe it, shout a bigger amen. The Bible said that whilst they were going to put the perfume on Jesus, little did they realize that the time for perfume was over. Most of you have lost your mark. You have lost your opportunity. But it is my prayer that this day you will not miss it, in the name of Jesus. I said it opens you up to an encounter you wouldn't have encountered. Go to verse number 9 of Mark chapter 14. The Bible said this woman had no inclination. In Mark chapter 14 verse 9, it said, truly I tell you, it said, wherever the gospel is preached throughout the world, what she has done will also be told in the memory of her. Do you think if she had not offered the sacrifice of the perfume, do you think she will have this encounter? She will have this, what do you call it? She will have this program for her life and destiny. He said, wherever the gospel will be preached, your name will be mentioned. I pray that the kind of sacrifice you will sacrifice, that will open a perpetual breakthrough in your life and that of your family. I pray that may you enter into it in the name of Jesus. May you enter into it in the name of Jesus. A generation who doesn't want to sacrifice will never have a glorious future, because your future is carried within your sacrifice. Women are sacrificing. I told you about it last time. I said that some women are deciding not to give birth, not because they don't have the power to give birth or the ability to give birth, but they said they don't want to lose their shapes and their figure. What is wrong with you? Ask your neighbor, who did this to them? You don't want to lose your physical pulchritude, so you don't want to lose your fish. So the Samuel of our destiny and the Moses and the Jeremiahs of our life coming for our next generation, you are not giving birth to them because you want to keep your figure. When you die, keep your figure in your coffin. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter how you keep your figure, it will go away. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor your figure will be contact. Your figure will be intact. If we refuse to recognize the place and the role of sacrifice in our life, then dishonor will be inevitable. Precious one, To honor somebody is a sacrifice. Do you know that? The generation in which we live in, our children and even the elderly ones are not taught to honor. The reason why we say yes, Lord, is not because we don't have what it takes, not to say, but because we want to sacrifice. Praise the Lord. So if you want to honor somebody, you want to honor your father, if you want to honor your husbands as wife, please don't take it for granted. It is a sacrifice you have to do. It's a sacrifice. Don't think that all women who are smiling to their husbands are all happy. Sorry, I didn't say that. Hallelujah. You say, okay, is it not true? And all men who are smiling, don't think they are all intact. They are acting in the place of sacrifice, hoping that the seed will open in the future to change the future that wouldn't have changed without the sacrifice. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. All of us want to do things and smile. Sacrifice will cost you. It will what? It will cost you. To be active, productive, and efficient, to take or partake in sacrifice, you must be willing to go through pain. In Psalm 126, verse 5 to 6, it said, those who sow in tears will reap with songs of joy. Those who go out weeping, carrying seed to sow, will return with songs of joy, carrying sheaves. Oh my God, there is somebody under the sound of my voice. Your sacrifice will bring you joy in the name of Jesus. I say your sacrifice will bring you joy in the name of Jesus. Do you know there is a system that is working? It is working to discourage you to sacrifice. The last time you show kindness, you have no idea. There was a gentleman I sacrificed for many years ago. He phoned me from school. He told me he needed some money. You are not even my friend, so why would you even ask me for money? No problem, because we were in the same school. I sent him that money about 10 years ago. It was 100 pounds. I gave him 100 pounds. No problem. You don't even know. When I say 100 pounds, somebody was saying, just 100 pounds. You don't know what that is why when you allow people to judge your sacrifice carnally, you will not encounter your blessing. Precious one, because you don't know what I have. What I have determines my sacrifice. It is not the quantum of what I give. It is what I have that determines my sacrifice. The Bible says that a widow, she put in her widow's mite, and God said he has given more than all of them. So it is not what you give that matters, but the proportion of what you have that you give determines your sacrifice. I gave that to him, and I remember he gave me time. You know, I'm very conscientious about time. He gave me the time. He said, 2 weeks' time, I will bring you the money. I phoned him, and do you know what he told me? He said, it was 100 pounds I gave to you. You gave to me. I said, yes, I know. That's why I'm calling you to take it. He said, listen, there are people I took more than 100 pounds from. Those people, I've not even paid them. So wait, it will get to your time. Still, I'm waiting now. Hallelujah. So after this encounter, do you think I'll give to somebody again? You know, when you don't have what it takes, there were times people asked me things and I didn't have it. I took from somebody to give to them. That is why I am very careful when I'm coming back to you, because I have to take it back. Then you are telling me today that you took more from people, and mine is the least among all the things you borrowed. So as you take my time, you will bring it back. It's more than 10 years now. Praise the Lord. I gave money to somebody. I took it out of pain. It was, I think, 1,000 pounds or something. I took it and I gave it to the person. Recently, I phoned the person. Do you know what? I phoned the person just to check how the person was. He saw my call. Do you know what he did? He texted me back. I saw your missed call. What do you mean you saw my missed call? Call me back. And up to date, he's not returned the call. Hallelujah. There is something that wants to antagonize. It wants to kill your ability to sacrifice. There were men and women who took people into their house. Women who were taken into the house of married couples, just for the woman to come and take the husband in the house. Nobody wants to sacrifice again, because it has caused pain rather than bringing joy. But if we want to encounter the supernatural door of God, we must be able to sacrifice. Praise the Lord. Most of you now don't sacrifice in the church. You don't bring offering to the house. Now, all of us, then we're doing something average, 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 average. Now, if you do average, you will not be standing out. Praise the Lord. Tell your neighbor, sacrifice. I was watching a program recently in the church where they were showing me pictures of people who stood up and built a church building for the church. And so this, we are building church building for the church. Do you know what it takes to build a church building? Hallelujah. The last one I want to share, with the last point on it opens supernatural door. In Joshua chapter 2 verse 6, Joshua chapter 2 verse 12 to 18. This is as the sacrifice of Rahab, a prostitute who has been in the city, and she was a prostitute. Most of you think only special people render sacrifice. Even the harlot was rendering sacrifice. The Bible said that when the spies went to the land to go and spy the land, the Bible said when they got there, the woman who was an harlot, he preserved the life of the spies at the expense of her life. Praise the Lord. And there is a part I want you to know something at. Oh dear. Thank you, Holy Ghost. The verse number 18 of the Joshua chapter 2, verse 18. The Bible said the woman released them through the window with the scar. That's, she's gone. Okay? The Bible said that because of the scar, that helped the spies to escape death and to be released from punishment. The Bible said that when they were coming back to redeem the land, do you know what they said? They said the same scar that you drop us through the window with, I want you, when we are coming to the land, we will destroy everything. We don't want you to use your skirt at the window or anywhere. We want you to use the same scar, the same dress, the same material you drop us with. We want you to use the same thing. Precious one, your sacrifice will release something into your life. You have no idea. I said your sacrifice will open door for you. The last point. There are more, but I will share this one. Sacrifice causes us to access the deepest part of the soul. Sacrifice causes us to access the deepest part of the world of the soul. The deepest part of the world of the soul. I remember many years ago when I was in a boarding school. I was not feeling well. And one time, my mother has gone to shop. She's my late mom. She's done everything she needed to do. And you know, back in Africa, you know, she was in the city and we were outside and she traveled. It takes like 1 hour to go from, 2 hours to go in and out. And she went in the morning and came back in the evening. I know on the average, she comes back around 6:30. So she came back around 6:37 and she was supposed to prepare food for my father and the family, and I'm sure she did all of that. Immediately she finished around 8:30, she sat she moved right to another place to pick a bus and travel all the way from the city all the way to the central region. But because she was told I wasn't feeling well, I was in the boarding school at that time. And this woman got to the school, boarding school, around 11 o'clock. And I was asking myself, what time did she leave the house? There is no direct car. There is no direct bus or transportation from our house to where the school was. She has picked about 4 cars to be able to get to me. When I saw my mother on that day, I said, from today, I will never dishonor you as my mother. From today. Listen, it doesn't matter what you do for your children. There is a day we call the day of conception, where your child begins to concept within their heart and say that from today, I will honor you for the rest of my life. From that day, I made that decision. I remember there was a time I became very ill. My dad was always very, very busy. He was traveling up and down. Every day, Monday to Friday, there was something for him to do. I became sick. The doctors told me I would die in 3 months. From the day he heard that, they have given me that report. He said, my son, don't worry. From that Monday all the way to about four weeks, he never went anywhere. In the morning, he would come and see me. In the morning, he would pick me up and take me to one doctor to the other. Move me from one. When they mention the price, he doesn't even waste time. He brings the money out, counted. One report to the other. One blood test to the other. One doctor to the other. When I saw the labor of my father, I said, from today, you will be my father for the rest of my life. when others were dishonoring him, I said, I will not dishonor you, and there is no way I can replace you in my life than who you are. There is a place where sacrifice will bring you, and it will to touch your heart. Most of you young ones here, there is a blessing in the heart of your parents that you have to use sacrifice to enter. Praise the Lord. It said, prepare me a vanishing, such as a lie. Not as you want to do it, but such as a lie. We have many fathers who have died with their blessings and gone to the pit and have been buried, and they have carried their blessing. And we, the children, are walking on this ground and we have lost our blessing. Why? Because we refuse to sacrifice. We cannot behave like others because we are not others. We cannot behave like other children. He said, we are different. We are different species. He said, for me and my children, we are the children of God. We cannot behave like other people. And that is why we Christians in this house, we cannot spend time with the outside world and behave with them and behave and do the things they do. And we come to the church and we still want to enjoy the things we need to enjoy. If we don't walk in the place of sacrifice, anybody who wants to sacrifice must be ready to go through some pain, to go through some reproach, to go through some anguish. It is a kind of sacrifice. When you tell somebody you have done it, they will ask you, is there something wrong with you? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Sacrifice will cost. It was sacrifice. If you remember, there was a story in 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 32-35. When Elisha reached the house, there was a boy lying down. This was a story. Let me paraphrase it. This was when Elisha was moving around. I told you about Elisha moving around, and one time a woman looked at this man of God and said, the way you are walking up and down, you are getting too tired. I want to prepare a place for you so that you will stay, and anytime you are walking up and down, you come and stay in my house. And told the husband about it. Nowadays, you can't do that. Because as a wife, if you go to your husband and say, this gentleman is very nice, he has been walking around, the husband will ask you, have you been watching him? How did you know he has been passing around? You have got a catch on him, eh? Now you want him to come and stay in my house. What a shock. Tell your neighbor, what a shock. So this woman came to prepare the place, and the prophet came to stay in the house. And the prophet prophesied that a year by this time, you will give birth to a son. Truly, when the woman heard the prophet say, man of God, lie not to me. Because this thing you are talking about, I am willing to do what I'm doing without any strings, but don't lie to me. The Bible said that the woman became pregnant and delivered a son. The Bible said that one time this boy was there, and peradventure he died. When he died, the prophet sent the servant to go and put the mantle on the boy. Everything, you know, it didn't work. The man of God said, I myself will come. The Bible said when Elisha entered the room, he prayed for the boy. Nothing was happening. He said, today is today. This was a woman who have sacrificed into my life. Oh God, you can't disappoint this one. He entered into the innermost part of his soul. And the Bible said that he placed his palm in the hands of the boy and placed the other hand on the other boy and placed his leg on the leg of the boy and put his nose on the nose of the boy and put his mouth on the mouth of the boy. He said, God, what is in me, give to him. And the Bible said the boy came back to life. There is a place you will honor. There are times I've called upon my spiritual father. I remember there was a time I told my spiritual father, I'm going through this. And I wired a seed to my father. I thought he would say, son, I thought you told me you are going through some financial problem. So why are you sending me this? Do you know the prayer he prayed for me? It says, the same way in your need you have given to me, may others give to you in their need. There are certain people, your pastor cannot sleep because of what you have done. Hallelujah. I said we'll pray today. I want somebody to be able to enjoy the joy of sacrificing. The joy of war. Every change of level is initiated by sacrifice and sustained by a seed. Your sacrifice opened you up to divine experience and possibility. Sacrifice is able to metamorphosize us. It is able to translate an individual to enjoy certain impact in their generation without which they wouldn't enjoy. I want you to understand, it was a man called Martin Luther King, a man in America, a Christian minister, activist. And the Bible said he was according to history, he was a political figure who had to sacrifice in the place to fight for the redemption of others. We have missionaries who have stood in a place of sacrifice, regardless of whatever they have in their life. They have sacrificed and come to a place where their blood and their toil is speaking for them in the generation we find ourselves in. I am here today to share with you the mystery of sacrifice. It is a mystery because even though it is obvious of its benefit, we cannot access it because it takes grace to access it. I want you to stand on your feet. You want to pray to them and say, Father, let myself and my household come into the mystery of this sacrifice, that we will engage you. Hallelujah. Do you know God promised Abraham? He said that you will give birth to your Isaac. And the Bible said that one time Abraham was sitting in his tent and he saw strangers coming from afar. Their feet were dirty. And the Bible said that immediately he ran from his tent and welcomed them into his tent and washed their feet and prepared them food. After they finished eating, they opened their mouth and said, "And yet by this time, your wife Sarah will deliver that boy that was promised." There is a promise God has promised you. But the Bible said that promise came to pass because Abraham ran the sacrifice. There is a word over your life that is awaiting for a sacrifice from you. Come on, lift up your hands. Say, my Father, as I pray today, empower me to sacrifice. Empower me to obey you. Come on, begin to pray like you believe God. Kapalabado sadi. E kapalabado sadi katabda kapa. Ranta limindo si katabda kebe kapa. Rekebe kapa libado si katabda kebe kapa. Rekebe kapa labado si katabda kebe kapa. Rekapa tapado si katabda kapa kapa. Rekapa labado si katabda kapa. Rakapa libado si katabda kebe kapa. Ranta namado si katabda kapa. Metatika tabda kapa kapa. Rakapa libado si katabda kapa. Rakapa labado si katabda kapa. Rande ni minu si katabda kebe. Rakapa libado si katabda kapa. Ranta namado si katabda kapa. That is all we want to do today. In the name of Jesus, you want to pray, Father, give me the strength to place you first, that I will sacrifice at every point of my life. Begin to pray, somebody, begin to pray. Listen to me. There is a pain that is stopping you from sacrificing. And when you remember by that pain, you don't want to sacrifice again. You want to pray that heal my heart, oh God, that no pain that I encountered in my sacrifice deny me in sacrificing again. Begin to pray whilst we sing this song. Empower me, oh God. Heal my heart from every pain. That man in my life, my husband, my wife. Forgiveness, forgiveness, oh God. The ability to forgive. In the name of Jesus. The ability to forgive. The ability to forgive. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The ability to forgive. In the name of Jesus. You are all the matter. The Bible said, he said, I've commanded the widow. You want to pray a prayer today? Hold the hand of somebody if you can. The Father, empower us to obey you when you want us to obey you. May you become, he said, at thy word, I will lay down my net. He said, at thy word, I will just obey you. I want you to pray for yourself and say, Father, as I pray for this one and myself, empower us, O God, to hear your command and your directive. In the name of Jesus, my God, my Father, O God, I pray today, let there be a performance of God in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come on, pray. Some of us, our spouse have caused us pain. Now we decided from today we will not do it again. I pray for healing for you right now. That the pain that is taking you out of the will of God, that pain healed tonight in the name of Jesus. The pain that is causing you to deter from the voice of God, that pain is healed today in the name of Jesus. Listen, whilst you are singing this song, this place of sacrifice is not fleshly. It's not easy to be a sacrificial person. But you want to pray through the song that I come to you. Give me the things that causes you to do the things you do. That I may also partake in the mystery of sacrifice. I need you. I need you. You know what you are going through. You know the pain you are going through. That relationship, the pain. Oh, heal me. The blessing of healing, let it come to me. I can. I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice. That the hand of God that causes one to sacrifice, that causes you, O God, to give your only begotten Son, that benediction, that refreshment in your mind that made you take that step, will lift a crossfire in it and tie it into your hands, O God. The untapped resources that only those who sacrifice enjoys, that have not been tapped yet, from this day onward, O God, give us the joy in the name of Jesus to partake in it. In the name of Jesus, no pain will deter us. In the mighty name of Jesus, somebody shout a bigger amen. Somebody shout.